Just 74. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, we bring you the week's finest radio entertainment in Playhouse 74. A robbery, which turns into murder, leads to four young thieves escaping from the police in a leaky boat. They find themselves shipwrecked on the perfect hideaway, a lighthouse. A raging storm isolates the lighthouse from the mainland, and the keepers, quiet, steady, and intelligent men, are forced to harbour the young thugs. The clash of personalities and the fury of the elements build up to an electrifying climax. The Sea Monks, written by Andrew Garve, has been adapted for radio by Anne Templar and produced by David Smith for Playhouse 74.
Big 10.5% paid quarterly in advance. Have the security of land in South Africa, and at the same time help to build the properties which house the people and industries of South Africa. Invest in Barclays National Participation Bonds, mortgage bonds secured by some of the finest properties in the country. Earn the big 10.5%. Contact your Barclays National manager.
When you're shopping and you're faced with a choice,
remember,
your Best Buy is the one from Barlow's.
Yes, the Best Buys in home appliances are all in the Barlow's lineup. Kelvinator stoves and fridges, National washing machines, vacuum cleaners, tape recorders and radios, Sunbeam mixers and fry pans, and many more. All backed and guaranteed by Barlow's.
When you're shopping and you're faced with a choice,
remember,
your Best Buy is the one from Barlow's.
And now, Act One of The Sea Monks.
Still pretty thick, Rob.
Yet I'm not out there in the channel. Or on the mainland, if it comes to that. I've been a lighthouse keeper far too long to ever want to cope with traffic in a pea super like this. Hear that, Mitch? Mitch, there's someone down on the reef.
Can't be.
There is, I'll tell you. Must be a boat aground.
Good heavens, so there is. Come on.
Jim! There's somebody down there.
Someone on the reef?
Yes, get your boots and life belts.
Roger,
and bring the rope. I'll bring the loud hailer.
Okay. Help over here!
We're coming. Stay where you are. Better make some tea, Jim, and something to eat. They look famished. Now, you sit by the fire, girl.
Yeah.
You'll soon be dry. Now, you take those other chairs.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, here's the tea. You kids must be out of your minds.
Hey.
What on earth were you doing out in a boat in a night like this?
We was taking a trip round the harbour, that's all. Bit of a lark, see? Then we lost ourselves and the boat started to leak. Couldn't do nothing about it, so we come here. We've been shouting for half an hour.
Whose boat is it?
Mine. Had it for years.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Rose.
The name on her bows is Erin. Stole her, didn't you?
If you must know, we borrowed her. That's right, Chris, ain't it?
Yeah.
Just for a bit of a trip, like. We was going to put her back when we done with her. So what's the fuss?
It's a miracle you weren't drowned.
Not much loss either, if you ask me.
Here, where you going?
Call up the shore and report you, of course. Better have your name.
Sure. That's Chris Hines.
Watcher.
That's Tommy Baker.
That's me.
That's Rosie.
Hello there.
And I'm Macy. King Macy. Now just stand away from my door, fella, if you want to live. This gun's loaded and I ain't kidding.
Why, you young son?
Now, you make another move like that and I'll shoot you dead.
You and dear.
Like to bet, fella. I've done one bloke tonight already. Second one ain't gonna make no difference.
You didn't mean to kill him.
I ain't got nothing to lose, see? Get that, will you? Nothing to lose. I'll do every last one of you if I got to. Soon as look at you. Right. Let's get organized. Tommy,
yeah?
Go find some rope. We'll tie these geezers up.
Right, okay.
You don't imagine you'll get away with this, do you?
You're getting away with it now, ain't I? How are you going, Rosie? Drying up?
I'm all right.
How's this, King?
Yeah, just a job. Cut it up into bits. 6 bits. About this long.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Now tie the kid up, Tommy. You got your knife, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Right. You watch him while Tommy ties him. Wrists and ankles. Yeah, that's it. Well, we captured their bleeding castle, all right.
Not a shot fired. That was good, King. Hey, Rosie?
No, sir.
Right. Now we're going to have a little yap. You, what's your name? You, what was going to start a bundle? Mitchell. Okay, Mitchell. Talk. How far to the shore from here? You better talk, fella, if you know what's good for you.
Answer him, Mitch.
12 miles to Salmon. 8 to the nearest bit of coast, Sheep's Head.
Yeah. And when's this boat going to float?
I shouldn't think it'll ever float. Not after grounding on those rocks. Anyway, I thought you said it leaked already.
Yeah, the leak can be fixed, can't it? When will it float if it's fixed?
About 2 in the afternoon, if the weather keeps like this.
You any good at fixing leaks, Mitchell?
I might be. Depends on the leak.
You better be. Soon as it's lighting up, you can start.
What's the plan then, King?
Float off and make for the shore, of course. Then beat it.
Hey, Rosie.
Yeah?
Yeah, make some kip. Bit horrible rub. Top don't stop you.
Right,
yeah. You too, Tommy. Only got an hour or two. Find where these geezers kip and help yourselves.
Thanks, King.
Oh. What are we going to do, King?
We're going to watch these geezers, boy. Take it in turns, see? You get yourself a bit of shut-eye now. I'll wake you up in an hour.
How's the weather, King?
Just a ticket, mate. We better get started. Hey, you! What about that light up there? Can I keep it on all day?
If you'll take the ropes off, I'll go and put it out.
Not so fast, fella. Where's the switch?
In the lantern room.
Can't a kid do it?
Of course he can.
Undo the kid, Chris, and take him up. Here, you got your knife?
You bet.
Okay. Yeah, can't we have that blasted on off, too?
Have a look, Jim.
Not yet, Rob.
Go on, there ain't much fog now.
There's enough.
If the foghorn's switched off too soon, Macy, someone may report it isn't working. And you wouldn't want that to happen, would you?
Suit yourself. Are you there? You all set to fix a boat, bright boy?
Yes.
You got tools and things?
Yes, down in the engine room.
Oh, we'll take a gander after breakfast. Well, hello, Rosie girl. You get some kip?
Oh, not much. When are we going to leave?
I told you, as soon as we float.
Well, it can't be too soon for me, I can tell you. All that row. They've been sitting tied up like that all night.
Of course.
Oh. Who's going to get breakfast?
You are, baby. Nice cup of chaw and some eggs.
What do you think I am, a bloomin' cook or something?
That's right. And Tommy can help you.
Oh, I'd better. Come on, Tommy.
Okay, Rosie. Yeah, the light's out. Hey, watch her, Rosie. Watch her, Tommy.
You're going to tie the kid up again?
Yeah, just his feet. Yeah. And all have their hands free for a bit of grub, seeing as they're behaving all right.
Homely, ain't it?
Yeah. Let's have the news, Chris.
Manager of the Majestic Cinema in Selmouth, Devon, was shot dead last night when 3 youths and a girl in a stolen car made an armed raid on the cinema during thick fog. While one of the youths held up the cashier with a knife and emptied the till, another stood at the door of the cinema with a gun. When the manager, Mr. George Nixon, came out of the auditorium, the second man shot him through the head. The 2 gangsters then made off in the car with the 3rd youth and the girl. Currency notes amounting to about £120 were stolen.
Yeah.
According to Mrs. Blunt, the cashier, Mr. Dixon was shot at close range, quite deliberately, as he turned to go back into the cinema.
You lying old bag. I told you the bloke went for me.
In a grey Vauxhall. They are still believed to be in Selmouth, and the police are carrying out an extensive search. They are confident that an arrest will be made shortly.
Yeah. Hey, what? They're searching for us in the town still. Don't know about the boat. Getaway's gonna be easy. Right, now we've got to get the boat fixed. Chris, yeah. Untie Bright Boy's feet. Yeah, you can stay right. And watch the other two. Tommy, you better come with me and Mitchell.
Hey, King. King, look what I found. Rubber dinghy.
Don't look too safe to me.
Well, I reckon it'd be okay for two, if we was careful.
Well, let's hope we don't need it, mate. Okay, you can come down now. Bright Boy's finished.
Oh, that looks all right, King. Don't he?
It's the best I can do, anyway.
Okay, get your tools and let's get back to the lighthouse. How about turning that thing off now? Gets you their runny nerves, it does. Where's the switch? In the Latin?
Yes.
I'll come up with you. Yeah, what the devil's that?
Telephone.
For you?
I expect so.
What they want?
I've no idea.
Well, you better answer it. Tie Mitchell up, Chris. Let Robeson go. Quick as you can. Now, where's the blower?
In the service room.
Right. Up you go. If either of these geezers makes a move, Chris, use your knife.
You bet.
I'm warning you. You don't know anything, see? You say one word you shouldn't. Just one word, fella. And I'll shove a bullet straight in your guts. So watch it.
Swellston Lighthouse. Principal Keeper, yeah?
Morning, Skipper. Sergeant Dukes here. Salmouth Police.
Morning.
You happened to hear about a raid on the Majestic last night?
Yes, it was on the radio.
Well, we think the gang got away on a boat. There's a cruiser missing from the yacht basin. 30-footer named Aaron. Old toy out, dirty grey colour. We haven't seen anything of it, I suppose.
Watch it, mate.
No, I haven't seen her. Been too much fog about.
That's what I thought. Well, keep your eyes skinned, will you? And let us know if, once you see any sign of her.
I will.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
You just saved a life, fella. Get many calls, yeah?
Not many.
Yeah, what's this, report to shore 1040 hours?
One of us rings the Coast Guard every morning.
What for?
It's a routine call. Just to report everything's in order and give the weather situation.
Yeah. Report to shore 1645 hours. When's that?
4:45 in the afternoon.
Hearing afternoons too, eh?
That's right, twice a day.
Always the same time?
Yes. Between 10:30 and 11 in the mornings. Between 4:30 and 5 in the afternoons. Left to me to decide just when.
Reckon you've been holding out on me, fella. It's 10:40 now. Wasn't you going to ring today?
It wouldn't make any difference. If I didn't ring the Coast Guard by 11, he'd ring me.
Yeah, and then he'd think there was something wrong, wouldn't he? You better get back on that blower, quick.
I'll have to check on the weather first.
You do that, and step on it. What's it look like down there, Chris?
Ruddy awful. Might just make it though if we go now. Here, come on top and have a look for yourself.
What are we going to do, King?
Come on, let's have a deco. Don't look so good to me.
Nor to me.
Reckon we'd be nutters to try it now.
Oh, yeah.
Gee, just look at that wave.
Oh, just look at the boat. Oh.
What's happened?
The boat smashed up. It just fell to bits in those awful waves.
Well, that seems to be that, doesn't it? You may as well untie us and give up.
Think so.
There's nothing else you can do. I'll get on the RT, and as soon as this bit of a blow's over, the boat will come out and take you off.
You're nuts.
It's common sense, boy. Stuck here now. You can't get away. And you'll be taken off anyway when the next police boat comes out.
It'll only be the worse for you all in the end if you go on giving trouble.
When's the relief coming, Daddy?
Until March the 12th, maybe longer if the weather turns bad.
Ain't no hurry. That's nearly a month. Look after for a bit, Chris.
Hey, where are you off to, King?
Seeing as how we may be here for quite a while, I reckon I'll take a gander around the place. I can get over it properly yet.
Well, you had a good decker?
Yeah. Nice bit of property.
Here. What's that bar you got there, King?
Kosh for Tommy. Here you are. Never know, might come in useful. His geezers have been behaving all right?
Nah, they've been belly aching.
What about?
All sorts of jobs to be done, Macy. Who's going to do them?
What jobs?
Well, surely you don't suppose the tower runs itself. There's a routine that has to be kept to.
All I've seen any of you do is pull a few switches. Reckon we can do that. Hey, Chris?
Yeah, I reckon so, King.
There's a lot more to it than that. For a start, the optic has to be polished every day. Should have been done this morning. All the lantern panes have to be washed, too, inside and out, all 56 of them. If these jobs aren't done, the light won't be as strong and as clear as it should be.
Anything else?
It's just the beginning. The generator has to be serviced, batteries to be checked, tower has to be cleaned every day, rooms have to be done out and turned, 100 steps have to be swept, water to be pumped up in the tank in here, coal to be fetched, all the brass has to be polished.
Okay, then. Don't want a place to get in a muck. Tell you what I'll do. One of you geezers can go free at a time, see? Take it in turns. Bloke what's free can do the chores. He'll be watched, mind you. He'll have a guard on him every second. And he hadn't better start no funny business or I'll see him up myself. That clear?
You've got the gun. That's clear enough.
Okay, bright boy. And don't you forget it. Time for you to get in a blow now, Robson. Let him go, Chris.
Okay.
And just before you start, fella, I've got another word of warning for you. It's like this, see? You'll be doing a lot of talking on this thing as time goes on. And I'll be here, listening, of course. But just in case you think you can slip something through what I wouldn't understand, something that start Fred wondering what was up, don't do it. Because if that relief boat comes through before March the 12th, I know it's because of something you said on the blower. And I'll finish a lot of you, see? It's like what I said. I ain't got nothing to lose. Cool, they're flipping stairs. Reckon they ought to have a lift in this place. Yeah. Leg down half ache.
Yeah, you're good, mate. Bit of exercise.
What'd you do, Rob?
Clean the optic, grease the generator.
What's the weather like now?
Settling down. Looks as though it's going to be quiet again.
Three times went up and down them ruddy stairs, doing this and fetching that. These is like ruddy chars. Slimy. Is that what we're going to eat?
But I'm thirsty, you know what you can do.
Better tie Robson up again. Just his feet, Chris. Then you can undo the kid later so as he can do the washing up.
Struth, King. How are we going to go on with this lot?
Till I say not.
Oh, I don't see why we should. Not in the daytime, at any rate.
But if they're running around free, they'll just wait for a good chance and then jump
us. Not if you got one of them covered all the time, King. Just one of them. Don't matter which. It's all hostage, see? None of them ain't going to get shot for it.
I don't know, Chris. Might work okay. We have to keep her watching the old blow all the time. Perhaps one of them might nip in and make a call on the sly.
No, I don't reckon they're dare, King. Not after what you said about shooting a lot if a boat come out too soon.
We'd have to watch all the same. Don't want to put temptation in their way.
Well, it'll still be worth it, mate. It's bloody sight easier keeping an eye on the blower than messing with those perishing ropes all the time.
What you three geezers got to say about that?
I still say you'd do much better to give up.
Not a chance, fella.
Well, freeing us would be better than nothing. We could get some order back into the place. Tower's in a shocking state.
That's the first sensible suggestion anyone's made.
Okay. Now watch it, though. There'd always be one of you in front of this gun. And don't forget it. Every flipping second. And at the first sound of trouble, it'll go off. Right. You can let them loose in the morning, Chris.
Oh.
What's up, Ben, Rosie? You sleep well?
What? With you three banging about all night?
I reckon we'll all go bonkers if we have to stay here long. What are we going to do, King?
We'll do something.
Oh, it's all right for you wearing other people's shirts and things. What am I supposed to do, I'd like to know? All I got is what's in my bag. No clean clothes, no hairbrush, no proper makeup.
Go on, Rosie, you look fine.
Well, I don't feel fine. It ain't right. Yeah, ain't you got no ideas, King?
Of course I have.
Well, tell us, King. Come on, King, put us out of our misery.
Ain't no problems at all. All we got to do is wait for a small boat to come in close, like a yacht or a fishing boat or one of them little things, see? Then we wave to them like we was in trouble. And they'll come in and land to see what's up. And we take over the boat with a gun. Easy.
That's a great idea, King.
Well, for a start, you won't see any yachts round here in February, because they're all laid up. Not any fishing boats. They give the reef a wide berth in winter. In any case, they wouldn't be able to land.
Why wouldn't they?
Because the weather wouldn't let them.
Looks okay to me. Sea's like a ruddy pond.
You don't suppose this is going to last, do you? In a day or two, it'll be blowing again.
What's a bit of wind?
You don't understand, boy. We'll be getting gales. Bad gales. Tremendous storms. They may go on for weeks. And when it really blows here, it's like a rocker cord. One wonders how such a comparatively small building can survive.
Yeah? Oh, if it's all that bad, how the blokes in the relief boat manage to land?
They don't. Not once in 20 times. It's hardly ever fit to come alongside the rock.
How'd you geezers get up, then?
The way you'll be taken off.
Eh?
Over the top of the rocks and the waves and a breeches boy. Then, you're lucky if you land up in the boat. It's tough and it's dangerous. And we're always very thankful when it's done without accident.
You don't scare me, fella. I've done tougher things than that. Any rate, weather ain't like that now. So we better start looking for a small boat that we can hobble right away.
Suppose you did take over a boat. What did you do with the blokes? What was in it?
Drop them somewhere. Some quiet bit of beach where a cliff, where they couldn't get away easy. Then we find a good place to land ourselves and leave the boat and scarper. All right then, Tommy.
Yeah?
You and Rosie can go on first watch.
Oh, no.
You can go up to the Latin room and Chris and me will take over in an hour.
Right, okay.
We do hour and hour about, see? Here, take a big towel up with you. A white one to signal with. And call me if you see anything.
Hello, Mitch. Well done. We'll have a better chance to talk at last. If we keep our voices down, Baker and the girl won't hear us. Not out if they're in the gallery.
Where's Macy?
Down in the engine room with Jim.
Good. Rob, we've got to get that gun.
Ah, but it's easier said than done. See, anyway? Macy will shoot at the first sign of trouble, I'm sure of that.
They can't be on the ball all the time. I mean, he's bound to get careless.
Well, I'm all for taking a good chance, of course, but don't want you or Jim taking any stupid risks.
What a bunch. Shoved around by a gang of young thugs. A murderer, a jackal, a tart and a stupid kid. That fellow Hines makes me want to spew.
He's the nastiest bit of work I ever saw.
Look out. Ah, Mr. Baker, any sign of your ghost yacht yet?
Something'll come. There's plenty of time. Yeah. What are these things for?
Do you really want to know?
Oh, sure.
Prisms. They collect up the light from the electric bulb and magnify it thousands of times. Concentrate it so that it goes out in beams instead of spreading all over the place.
Oh, I see.
Wonderful bit of work they are. Real precision job.
Yeah.
Pretty, aren't they? Then half shine. Yes, it's a fine light, this Wellston. And the weather's clear. Big ship can see the flash of it over the horizon more than 15 miles away.
Blimey.
And that's what all this tower's for. All the thousands of tons of stone and machinery, the stores and the keepers and everything, just to keep that light shining.
What'd happen if it didn't, sir?
Same thing that used to happen when there wasn't any lighthouse. Ships were always striking the rock. Some shocking tragedies. That was a long time ago. Not now. Now the rock's lit and the ships know exactly where it is.
Reckon you like being a keeper, don't you?
I wouldn't have been one for 45 years, son, if I hadn't.
Hmm. Interesting, ain't it?
Yes, it is interesting. You feel you're doing some good in the world. Being useful. Better than thieving or shooting people the way Macy did.
King didn't mean to shoot no one. It was an accident.
The jury won't think that. They'll say he's a cold-blooded murderer.
He's no murderer. The gun just went off.
That's not what they said on the radio. They said it was deliberate. He's a callous brute. Isn't he always threatening to shoot us? And don't you think he would the moment we put a foot wrong? I don't think he's got any ordinary human feelings.
He has for me.
Well, he's got a fine way of showing it, that's all I can say. Getting you into this mess. You two have got into bad company. You don't realize how bad.
You talk like the rest of them. Always preaching.
Oh, I'm only trying to help you. You could still do yourself some good if you had a mind to.
What do you mean?
If you helped us now, count in your favor. They're both very young. If you come over to our side, you might easily be given another chance.
Against King, you mean?
That's right. If you could help us to get that gun.
Huh. Not blooming likely. You must be Barmy.
Three days we've been watching, not a bleeding thing. Do you reckon there's going to be anything coming along, Tommy?
No.
And you, Rose?
Be a miracle.
There you are, King. 3-1 against.
So what?
Do you mean you're just going to go on waiting for a boat to come along?
That's right, Chris. What have you got to complain about, anyway?
All alive and well, ain't you? None of you ain't in the nick. Reckon I've been running things pretty good, don't you?
No, I don't. You have got this right from the start. You're using your shooter when there weren't no call, and choosing a boat with a ruddy red hole and nearly drowning the lot of us. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here at all. Now you want us to wait for a boat that ain't even coming. I reckon you should call up for a boat and a blower, and like we talked about before, hold them up with a gun and nobble the boat. I suppose you're too scared because you get topped, eh? But we won't. We didn't do no shooting. We'll get a lagging, and Tommy and Rosie get a stretch, and that's all. So I'm ready to take a chance, see? And I reckon these kids are too.
You finished?
Yeah. What are you going to say about it?
This. You're going to do what I tell you. I'm king here, and don't you forget it. You're going to stay in this tower, and you're going to like it. And that's all there is to it. I've got enough trouble already with these geezers. You stop giving trouble to, and I'll ruddy well do you. I ain't kidding. I'll shoot you as dead as the other bloke. And don't you forget, I ain't got a thing to lose. Now, belt up, will
you? You got me wrong, King. I weren't trying to start anything. Only making suggestions.
Well, don't! Hey, you, bright boy. Where you think you're going to?
Well, in case you haven't noticed, the sun's nearly down. I'm going to switch on the generator and the light. And, well, then just have a look around and check that everything's all right.
Jack's a tough, stupid kid. Pete's sake, what next?
Hey, what are you up to?
Just thinking, bright boy. Just thinking how the relief boat could be on its way by now if he'd sent a RT message like I wanted.
Well, you heard what Macy said.
Ah, him. That swine. Who do you think he is, shutting the odds? He's crackers, that Baron.
He's got the gun.
He ain't got the brains, though.
You don't need brains to shoot.
I ain't scared. Do you keep any spare lamps in this light?
Aye, of course. Yeah, I thought you might. Wouldn't be much good if the old thing got busted there, would they? Yeah. It wouldn't be hard to bust it with that steel bar over there. And the relief boat would come, wouldn't it? Come pretty quick, I reckon. The light had gone out. And King wouldn't have no choice, would he? He'd have to do what I said. He'd kill you, not if he thought you'd done it, bright boy.
Oh, he'd know I'd never smash the light.
Would he, though? I've been thinking about that, too. I'd say you went for me, see? I'll tell you, I was up there on the platform having a quiet echo, and you rushed up with that iron bar and took a swipe at me and missed, and hit the ruddy glass. Cracking idea, innit?
Now, don't be a fool.
Watch it, Mitchell. Come near me and I'll slip you.
You'd never get away with it. Macy'd never believe.
Yeah, of course he would. You know, you've been wanting a bundle ever since we came here. Tried to grab his gun, didn't you, that first night? Anyway, the light was busted. He needed me around, see, to help him. When the boat came, he wouldn't dare shoot. You let that one squeak, bright boy, and I'll carve you. Yeah, I reckon I will bust it. I tell you, good day.
Ah! Yeah, what's going on here?
He was going to smash the light.
Like blazes! You shot, Mitch. Get downstairs, Rosen. You too, Rosie. Tommy, you go and keep an eye on the blower.
Right,
and tell Rosie to stop that ruddy snivelling. Hey, kid, you better come and help me.
What did you have to kill him for?
Because he went for Chris.
You didn't have to shoot him. He hadn't got no gun. You're always shooting people.
Ah, put a cork in it, will you? Mitchell asked for it. Starting a bundle like that.
He didn't start it.
He shouldn't have hit Chris. I'd like to make an example, see? Next thing, we'd have these two geezers going for us.
Chris looks pretty bad, can he?
Well, stick a bandage on him.
I've done that.
That's all right, then, innit?
I don't know.
Well, if you ask me, Hines' skull is fractured.
I didn't ask you.
Anyway, I think it is. You ought to go to hospital.
You done nothing about it, kid.
Look, I know a little. It's the way he's breathing.
He's lucky to be breathing at all.
It probably won't be soon. If he isn't taken off and looked after, then you'll have another death on your conscience.
I ain't got no conscience.
All you need to do is to call up on the RT. The weather's still good, and he'll be off in an hour or two. It might save his life.
Yeah, and I'll be off too. You can't pull that one, kid. I told you before, I'm staying here. So Chris will just have to stay too.
I reckon he will die, King. He looks terrible.
So what? He bought it on himself, didn't he? I bet he was going to bust that light.
Well, maybe he was. That don't mean we can just let him die.
I ain't going to jack it all in now for Chris or anyone.
But we're his mates, King.
Well, I can't help that. He'll just have to take his chance, like in a war.
But it ain't a war.
It's my war, baby. You want them to top me?
Thank you.
family car is moving, where the night truck fights the rain, where the rally drivers pit their skills, where the tractors farm the plain. Wherever wheels are rolling, no matter what the load, there's a name that's known as Firestone, where the rubber meets the road. Firestone, Firestone, Firestone.
Hello, Mr. Harrison. Oh, I see you have a beautiful new striata carpet. They're so tough, you know. Here's a good striata trick. I pour my red wine here, splash, 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 add some anchovy paste, and then really crunch it in. No cause for alarm, sir.
Johnson, this isn't a stain-resistant striata carpet.
Oops.
Pretty tough. Striata by Floor Time.
Rosie! Rosie!
Yeah?
Hey, Rosie, where are you?
Up here on the platform. What is it?
I've got good news for you.
Well?
You know that rubber dinghy we found on the boat? The yellow one, remember? It didn't get washed away. It's down on the rocks, and it's okay. All pumped up, and the oars are there and everything.
What you done with it?
Nothing. It's down there on the rocks where I found it. It's quite safe. It won't wash away. Rosie, you and me could try to scarper in it.
It's an awful long way, Tommy.
8 miles?
You ever rowed 8 miles?
Well, I never had to before. Reckon I could, though.
Ain't much of a boat.
Well, ain't too bad. Not just for the two of us. Well, it don't leak, anyway. And it can't sink. No wood air in it.
It could tip over.
Not if he was careful, Rosie. I want to see his like this.
I don't know. I'm scared, Tommy.
No, I'm scared staying here. I reckon Chris was right, Rosie. King's a nutter. I reckon he'll go on killing till there ain't no one left. You want to stay here with King?
I don't never want to see him again. He ain't what I thought, Tommy. He don't care what he does. He don't care about me or anyone.
That's right. He ain't got no feelings. You going to come, then?
I don't know. Maybe. When you're thinking of going, Tommy?
Sooner the better, I reckon. Look, I'll go down on the rocks again. On the way, I'll swipe some food out of the kitchen. You get your coat and try and get a bottle of water, and I'll meet you down there, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll come. I ain't gonna be left alone with him. Well, we ain't gonna get shot, that's one thing.
Oh, no, we're okay now. He couldn't reach us if he tried.
Going fast, ain't we?
Oh, I reckon it's the tide taking us, Rosie.
Where do you think we'll finish up, then?
Can't really tell. Anywhere on the shore will do me. I ain't fussy.
Yeah. My feet ain't half cold.
Well, I'm pretty warm. Here, take my jacket. Put it around him.
Thanks. You're a nice boy, Tommy. You're kind.
Tom. Like a bit of grub?
I ain't hungry. I think I'm going to be sick.
No, you'll feel better just now. You light a paddle for a bit.
Not if you ain't tired.
No, I ain't tired. Nice to be doing something.
What are we going to do when we get to the land, Tommy?
Got to get there first.
I ain't half sorry for them keepers stuck there with King. Not bad fellas, was they?
No, not bad. You still cold?
Frozen.
You better paddle for a bit then.
All right, I'll try. Think we can change places.
Yeah, if we're careful.
Tommy, I think we're getting near the lighthouse again. Look!
It's taken us back.
Then we ain't getting nowhere.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are. You can see. We're between the lighthouse and the shore now.
Yeah, we ain't far on our way, though.
About a mile, I reckon. Only 7 more to do.
We won't never do it.
Of course we will. We got to, Rosie. We just got to stick at it.
Mine is dead, miss.
Taney's Tom, ain't he?
Is that all you've got to say?
What else do you want? He asked for it, didn't he? Good riddance.
Well, I'll be darned.
What's up?
It's Rosie and Tommy out there on the rubber dinghy.
Don't be darned.
No, come on. Look for yourself. Use my binoculars.
Oh, blimey, you're right. It's a rubber boat that Tommy found in the cruiser. How'd they get that?
I've no idea.
Rotten traitors! Left me in a ruddy lurch. Got a grass on me, they are. Oh, if only I could get my hands on them. Going to the bleeding cops!
You won't reach them with that. At any rate, I don't think you've got much to worry about. I wish you had.
What do you mean?
Unless some ship sees them, they'll never make it. There's bad weather coming.
You sure?
Yes, the barometer's gone down. And this swell means there's wind on the way. They won't have a chance.
You reckon they'll drown?
They're practically bound.
Well, I asked for it then, didn't I? Hey, sneaking off like that. They ain't getting nowhere. Just going where they took.
Look, you could have them picked up. A call and the RT would do it.
We've been over that before, fella.
What difference would it make? In 3 weeks, the relief boat will come. Then everyone will know that you're here anyway. You're going to let those two just drown there for the sake of 3 weeks?
It ain't just that.
You mean you want them to drown?
Yeah.
I thought that Rosie was your girlfriend.
Bleeding little traitor. Drowning's too good for her. What about a cuppa, kid? Reckon I'll take a stroll on the rocks. I'll take Daddy-O with me. Do him good. Come on, Dad. It's you and me go for a stroll on a rock. Reckon I could do with a breath of fresh air. You go down the ladder first, Daddy-O.
We won't be able to stay out here too long, Macy. There's bad weather coming. I can smell it.
Oh, we'll just have a little walk. Down you go! Oh!
What's that? What happened?
Looks like it's just you and me now, kid. Slipped off a ladder. Poor geezer's broken his neck.
You pushed him. You killed him.
You can cry over him later, kid. Up you go, or you'll get the same treatment.
Takes trouble with him wherever he goes. If he's not falling out of a tree, he's just fallen off his bike. That's why, next to his dog, a Band-Aid strip is a little boy's best friend. So quick and easy to use, they're almost like ready-made kisses. Always keep them in the home, so you can kiss it better with a Band-Aid strip. They're from Johnson & Johnson, who look after little people.
Darling, you haven't shown me everything about the car.
Well, what don't you know?
How to open the bonnet. Don't you ever open it?
Only when I have to top up. Why do you think I bought a Peugeot 404?
If the only time you open your bonnet is to top up, it must be a Peugeot 404. In a world of rising costs, the 404 remains unchanged. Outstanding reliability and economy are still its best-selling features. If you want a car you can afford even after you've bought it, get the unbeatable Peugeot 404. It's like one mouth less to feed.
Hello, Jim. Glad you come, boy.
You were dead. I didn't move. Macy said that you were dead. He wouldn't let me come down to you now.
Trod on my hands. Made me let go. Look.
Oh, Rob, what a mess. Are you badly hurt, Rob?
Too bad. Left ankle broken.
Is anything else?
Head's not so good. Must have hit it. Bruises everywhere. I was lucky, though. Rail must have broken the fall.
Right. Don't talk anymore. I'll try and get you up inside. I'll have to winch you up. Won't take long. Here you are, Rob. See if you can stand now. All right so far?
Yes.
Do you think you can hold onto the ladder while I get up to the winch? I'll haul you up carefully. Then I'll get you into the storeroom. You'll be safe there. Soon have you fixed up. I'll be back in a tick. Morning, Rob. Did you get any sleep?
Hello, Jim. Yeah, quite a bit, thanks.
Good. How are you feeling now?
Fair. Very stiff and everything aches.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Let's have a look at you. Gosh, Rob, you're a mess. At least you're alive, though. Here's some tea and some cereal. I've brought your pipe and your tobacco.
Oh, thanks.
And some painkillers in case you need them. I thought I'd better stock you up a bit. If Macy sticks to me as closely as I did yesterday, I shan't be able to get down to you again before tonight. Will you be all right, though?
Yes, I'm sure I will.
I just hope that he doesn't want to come down here. Can't think of any reason why he should, though. Anyway, I'll do my best to keep him away.
You're a good lad, Jim.
Oh, I wish I could do more. It's the same old deadlock up there with Macy.
Where is he now?
Asleep in the service room, barricaded in.
Does he still keep you covered with a gun all the time?
Mm-hmm. Every waking minute. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not going to get a chance to jump him now that he's getting regular sleep. Morphia tablets in his tea are no good. He'll taste them. What do you think about a booby trap?
No. No, he'll kill you if it doesn't work. Now, for goodness sake, be careful, Jim.
Right. Well, I'd better be getting back now, Rob. I'll see you tonight. We'll try and think of something then. Morning, Macy.
Here's an item which has just come in. A youth and a girl walked into Lincoln Police Station, South Devon, early this morning and stated that they had been concerned in the recent holdup at the Majestic Cinema, Selmouth, when the manager was shot dead. They gave their names as Thomas Baker and Rose Cleave. It is understood that they were in an exhausted condition after spending 17 hours at sea in an open boat. No further information is available at present.
Yeah. So much for you, Mr. Noel. Couldn't make it, you said. Not a chance, you said. It was the wind going round to the south that did it. They must have been blown ashore before the sea got up.
Bleeding little rats. Well, Gross, of course. They'll tell about what's been going on here.
Yeah, it won't be long before a boat comes out now.
But it don't make no difference to me. 3 weeks' time, or today, or tomorrow. What's the odds? Just bought things on quicker, that's all.
What are you going to do about it?
You know what I'm going to do, kid. I told you already. Hold out.
Oh, you can't be serious.
Bet your life I'm serious. I'm going to shut ourselves in just the way I said. Bar the ruddy door and turn our place into a fortress.
It's crazy. You haven't a hope.
Yeah, that's what you said about them two squealers. Ain't much of a prophet, are you?
You can't hold out forever.
I reckon I could hold out for 6 months.
And what good would that do?
It'd keep me alive for 6 months, kid. That's what good it'd do. And give me a lot of kicks, too. Man, am I ready for them geezers. I'll tell you, I'll shoot any bloke what comes near. You still don't know me proper, do you? I'm real tough, I am. I ain't afraid of no one. I ain't afraid of nothing. Wouldn't be surprised if we were still here next Christmas, fighting it out. I tell you, kid, you and me's going to enjoy ourselves. Now then, what about some grub? Come and listen in, kid. This is going to be good. Yeah?
Hello? Who's that?
You're having the pleasure of speaking to King Macy.
This is Superintendent Wilson of the Selmouth Police.
Hooray for you.
Now listen, Macy. We know all about the situation in the lighthouse. In case you haven't heard, young Baker got ashore on a rubber boat and he's given us a full report.
I heard.
Very well. The tender will be coming out to take off as soon as the weather improves.
That's what you think.
Ah, look, Macy, be sensible. I mean, you've had a good run, but it's over. You must see for yourself that the game's up. You can't get away. There's nothing more you can do. You might as well just come quietly. I mean, what's the point of prolonging the business?
I like it here. Suits me constitution.
Well, you won't do yourself a bit of good, you know. You can't win. You give yourself up now and you'll have a lot of trouble and unpleasantness for everyone. We don't want any more bloodshed. Isn't it enough that you've killed two men already?
They got in my way. And I'll do the same to any other geezer what gets in our way. That's a warning, copper.
Well, can I speak to Keeper Robson?
No, you can't. No one ain't speaking to anyone except me, see?
Well, you better think over what I've said, Macy.
I done that, fella. What do you think of that, kid? On their ruddy knees, ain't they? Please, Mr. Macy, do come along quiet and give us no trouble. That's just a start. But I'll have all the big shots ringing me soon, begging me to make it easy for them. Probably have the Home Secretary on the line next. What a giggle, eh? Wish you could see their ruddy papers tomorrow. Bet they'll have a lot more stuff. And the telly tonight. Ruddy shame you ain't got one. Okay. It's 2 days since that blighter phoned. There'd be at least half a dozen folks in aeroplanes and we're still safe. Told you it was a ruddy fortress, didn't I? They can't do a thing for you. Hey, where's that big boat that's been sitting out here all the time? Given up and gone home, eh? Let's see what they say in the news.
Is the general situation. An unusually deep depression is approaching from the southwest and intensifying. Wind of storm force or violent storms are expected in many sea areas, particularly in the region of Seoul, Fastnet, Lumdi, and Plymouth. Wind, west backing to southwest, force 10. Violent storm force, gusting to force 11, or perhaps hurricane force 12. Visibility, poor.
I'm just going up to the service room.
What for?
To look at the barometer.
Okay.
The glass has dropped like a stone. I have to close the shutters, Macy.
What shutters?
Over the windows.
What for?
We're in for a bad storm. If the windows aren't shuttered, the sea might smash them and come pouring in.
What? Up here?
I'll say. A big sea could sweep right over this tower. There's enormous weight in the water, you know.
Yeah?
No, you don't realize. Do you know, a wave once tore a big bell from its bracket near the top of Bishop's Lighthouse, 100 feet above sea level.
Well, it ain't like it now.
It's going to be.
You're very sure of yourself all of a sudden, kid?
I'm only sure about my job.
A lot of baloney, I reckon.
You see, I know my job. Let's do the rest of the shutters. It won't be long.
Hello, Jim. Something the matter?
It's only the weather.
For a dirty spell, are we?
Yeah, a lot. We're talking about Force 12.
Is the tender still around?
No, it's gone. I'll have to get on, Rob. Is there anything I can do for you?
No, thanks, Jim.
I'll be seeing you then.
All the shutters closed?
Yeah. Yeah, must be quite a sight outside now. I think I'll go and take a look.
No, don't leave me alone. Wait for me. Blimey.
How'd you like to be down in that lot?
Not me.
Like Mitchell and Robson?
Guys, shut up. You got the light on? Come on, let's go down.
In the old days, the optics in these towers used to revolve in mercury bars.
Yeah.
Sometimes the towers shook so much that the mercury spilled over and rocked like ships. Well, it's going to be a long, long night.
It's like being kicked in the guts, ain't it?
Oh, but this is nothing.
It sounds to me like a place is coming down. Oh, we feel strong.
Well, it's been up for a fair while, but you can never tell with lighthouses. There's always a storm that's worse than another one. There was a tower along the coast that's been up for years. Everybody thought that it was safe. The builder, his name was Winston Lee. He thought that it was safe. He always said that it was his ambition to be in it in a great storm. And one night he was.
Yeah, what happened?
No one knows. Never seen again. Neither was the tower.
You're joking.
Oh, it simply disappeared, swept away like a straw. Then, this is a particularly bad bit of coast, you see.
Yeah.
Thing is, there's nothing except ocean between us and America. 3,000 miles of it. In the southwesterly storm, it funnels like a channel. Tremendous force, like the convulsion of nature. Nothing can stand up to it. You want any supper?
Hey.
Hang on. I'll get some cotton wool for your ears. Here, your ears. And I'll have that gun too,
thank you. No, you don't. No.
Yeah.
Look at you. Damn, you shot me.
Now you know what it feels like to be on the receiving end of a bullet.
We're going to bleed to death. Do something quick.
You live. It's only a flesh wound. Here.
You're going to kill me, kid?
Only if I have to.
Someone going to make you.
You, if you move.
I don't reckon you've got the guts.
I wouldn't count on that.
You don't like guns, do you?
No. No, but I don't like you either.
What are you going to do?
I'll show you. Come on. Come on, down the stairs.
Well,
come along.
Well, I'll be a trial, any rate. One of them sensational ones that'll be. I'll have my own counsel. One of them QC geezers. And then one day I'll be up there in the box myself, telling them all about it. I'll tell them How I shot the manager. And how I shot Mitchell. And how I killed Ropes and Kulobby. Yeah. And I'll tell them how I took over this ruddy lighthouse. And run it for days. All on my own. First time it's ever happened, I reckon. Made history, I had. I'll tell you, kid. No one won't ever forget King Macy. You hand me over, and I'll go out in a blaze of glory.
Not if I can help it, Macy. When I've told them about last night, you'll be just the murderer who went to pieces when the wind blew.
Hey?
Now open the door.
What? In a storm? You wouldn't.
After what you've done to us, I would. And enjoy it. Now go on, get moving.
You ain't gonna put me out there.
Open it. No. You can choose. If you don't open it, I swear that I'll kill you now. Right. Now down the ladder.
Hello, Jim. Thought I heard you go by.
What a night.
Jim, you got the gun.
Yeah, I put Macy out on the rock. He won't give us any more trouble.
Jim, boy, that's wonderful. How did you manage to get it?
It wasn't me. It was what you said, remember? About the storms being like the wrath of God.
Thumbs up for Lieberstein.
And thumbs up for the new Lieberstein label.
Lieberstein is made only from good wine grapes. The Stellenbosch Farmers Wineries guarantee it. And you can taste it every time. That's why everybody says, thumbs up for Lieberstein.
Get together with Lieberstein.
Throughout the world, oil companies have been searching for an answer to oil fatigue. Shell found it. New Shell Super. The oil that stays as good as new from one oil change to the next. New Shell Super. Today's best motor oil. For new ideas in action, you can be sure of Shell.
Gunston Toasted Cigarettes are made from the best tobaccos a man can get. The finest broadleaf Virginia for that rich, rewarding, toasted taste. The distinctive taste of Gunston Toasted. That's why, for quality and flavor, filter or straight, more and more men rate Gunston great. Get closer to flavor with Gunston Toasted.
You have been listening to The Sea Monks by Andrew Garth, adapted by Anne Templar, and produced for Playhouse 74 by David Smith. As King Macy, you heard Glyn Day, Tim Sutcliffe was George Robeson, and Don Ridgway, Jim Lowe. Others in the cast were Stephen Barton, Margaret Milner-Smythe, Ivor Kisson, Brian Squires, and David Lotter.